T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Mike Max in for Chad Hartman. Corey Hepla in for Paul and Jordana. I'm not even sure who's in for me. Steve?
It's a great question.
Okay. Check that out. We'll have our news half hour at 6 o'clock for sure. Alex Avila is the newest member of the Minnesota Twins. He comes from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And before that, you remember him in the division for the Detroit Tigers. He joins us now. Alex, welcome to the Minnesota Twins.
Thanks for having me.
How did this thing come together for you?
Well, it was just a little bit after Thanksgiving, the Twins called and kind of got the whole process started. And going into the off season, you know, they were kind of one of the teams I was looking at that might have a need for a guy like myself. And obviously coming off a division championship was appealing to me, and it just, everything worked out.
Like, did you know, going into an off season, who's going to have interest in you, or are you surprised?
No, you have an idea. You do your homework on the teams that may, at least on paper, look like, would have a certain need. But, you know, you're not really sure what teams are thinking. So they may, have a different way of addressing their needs, or maybe they have guys that they feel can jump right in. But going into the off season, at least, from afar, on paper, you kind of have an idea. And then every once in a while, there's a team that kind of surprises you and one way or the other. Sometimes, the teams that you think are perfect fits have something else in mind. So sometimes there's surprises one way or the other, but sometimes they're, it works out where the team you think is a good fit also thinks you're a good fit as well.
Now, you have a background with your father involved in the game and management, obviously. What was that like, and how does that enter into what you know about the game of baseball?
Well, I grew up, not only playing the game, but learning from my dad and my grandfather. My grandfather worked for the Dodgers for over 50 years as well. So baseball is kind of in our family blood, and that's really what we know. So at a young age, just being exposed to, the business of baseball, and then also, kind of having an understanding of what it takes not only to get to the big leagues, but to stay there as well. And the kind of work and effort it takes. So, that was one advantage I think I had growing up as a kid. And obviously, being a player for the last decade or so, and, at times, being on the opposite team from my dad has made it fun in that regard, and I think the whole family's kind of enjoyed that aspect of times where we've been able to actually work together when I was in Detroit, and also the times where we've actually we're playing against each other. So it overall, it's been a great experience.
Do you think the thrill for your father when you made the big leagues was the same as it was for any other parent? Do you think those are two different hats that you wear? Because to see your kid make the big leagues, no matter how much you know about the game, saw the game, you still got to earn a big league salary and roster spot. Do you think the thrill was the same when you put the uniform on at the big league level for him as it was for any other parent, or was it different because of his background?
No, I think it was the same as any other parent would be watching their kids achieve a goal like that. I mean, every once in a while, I'll still catch the old clip of my first game or my first home run in the big leagues, and the box where him and Dombrowski and all the other front office would be sitting. They're all jumping up and down, excited, because they had known me for a long time, and my dad is sitting there like sweating bullets, like. He's excited, but at the same time, really nervous for me as well.
Don't strike out, right?
Yeah. So, those emotions, I think were like any other parent watching their kid achieve a goal like that, at least for him.
Now you look. Go ahead.
No, no, please go ahead.
Twins pitching staff. When you look at it, obviously there's it's an interesting staff right now, and I don't know if they'll be able to add a number one ace or what they're going to get out of free agency here or via a trade before the season starts. But when you look at Pineda, Odorizzi, Barrios, you see what?
Well, I mean, I see guys that you can count on every fifth day there. Their staff as a whole had a good season last year. Pitched really well, and I think you could expect the same thing out of those guys going into next year. It'll be some work for on my end as far as getting to know those guys in spring training. One of my calls this offseason in the near future will be to Wes, the pitching coach there, to just to get an idea about all those guys from the starters to through the relievers. But I think that's something you could expect from those guys again as far as reliable guys that can go out there and help you get W's. And then you never know. We'll see what happens the rest of the offseason if they end up adding to that.
Now, when you talk about, I always find it fascinating. We have Terry Steinbach on often here, obviously a name that you know well from his days as a big league catcher and an all-star and all those things. And I find it fascinating to talk to him about what really constitutes your job as a catcher. And part of it, obviously, is knowing what kind of game to call based on the hitters, the scouting report, and all that. But there's another part of it, and that is that relationship with the starting pitcher or the relief pitcher who's ever in there and getting him to best frame of mind. And like Terry will share anecdotes of when the guy will say, hey, he's not giving me the corner. And he said, well, I'll go tell him that. And he won't even say anything to the umpire, but he just wants his pitcher to know that he's protecting him. What are the dynamics and what goes into that, learning each, maximizing each relationship so that you're in concert?
Yeah, that's it's just putting in the time off the field. We spend a lot of time together on the field, and it's just, being able to, also spend that time off the field, go out to dinner, hang out, do things together as a team. When you do that off the field, then you can engage each other in other aspects than baseball, and that tells you a lot about your teammates. And it also allows them to guys to feel comfortable with each other as well. And it's just about building that trust, building that relationship, and it gives you a good idea as far as what type of temperament that guy has, and how you can handle him, and maybe some key words and things to say to him in the heat of the moment when things start to get a little fast out there, to help slow things down, and that way he can maximize his ability out there. And that's just all part of it. It takes some time, but it's just about making new friends. That's really it.
They came out with a report today that said the ball was not indeed juiced, as was the theory throughout the year, for the number of the increase in home runs. And I don't know how that jives with what you think. I just know I saw a whole lot of balls going out of the ballpark this year. How did you feel about that? And what was your take on the number of home runs and why they were hit?
Well, I think, in today's game, that's what everybody's geared to. Every hitting instructor out there, whether they're in professional baseball or not, is teaching guys the optimal swing in order to hit the ball in the air. So, guys have taken to that, throughout baseball, not just in, professional, but college and high school. So players are learning at a younger age what that optimal swing is as far as being able to elevate the ball. And, then when you put that together with the resources that major league teams have, it allows guys to be able to make adjustments quicker. I think that's part of it. I mean, as far as the whole, if the ball's juiced or not, to me, that was a moot point. I mean, both teams play the same ball. The ball's been handmade for 100 years. And so there's going to be, some differences here and there. And to me, if, just as long as both teams are playing with the same ball, what does it matter? And, but I think, in today's game, guys are geared more towards hitting that home run, more so than at any time, in the history of baseball. So that's probably one of the main factors on why you've seen so many home runs.
Like, have you changed your swing since that theory came in? And is it easy to change a swing and to go more uppercut?
It's not easy. I mean, it does take some time. I think I'm a little too old for that. I mean, I've been able to to last 11 years, with what I have, and I've always been known to have a little bit of pop in my bat, so that's something that I've stuck with. And that's not to say I haven't made adjustments along the way. You're constantly tinkering, but I think guys now are going to like wholesale swing changes where guys are revamping from an early age on, and taking the time, whether it's a year or two, to feel comfortable with that. And the game has changed very much in the way it's taught. So guys are teaching hitting very differently than they were even when I first came up in the big leagues 10 years ago. It's very different than it was just a few years ago. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons for a lot of the home runs and the way the game's played now.
And Rocco Baldelli, what influence did he have on? What are your impressions of him?
Well, I remember playing against him briefly and early in my career.
Yep.
And then obviously, when he was coaching in Tampa, we got to saw him every now and then playing against when I was with Detroit and Chicago. So I've always liked Rocco a lot. We've always had good conversations in those times whenever we were passing through town. He seems like a tremendous guy and, someone that a lot of the guys have taken to and really respect. And I've heard nothing but good things about him. We've spoken since the deal's been done. So I'm excited to get to play for him and see what we can do.
Alex, appreciate it very much. Again, welcome to the Minnesota Twins, and thank you for giving us some quality time today.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Alex Avila, new member of the Minnesota Twins, backup catcher to Mitch Garver, of course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.